Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Well, there's nothing like diabetes to ruin a city or a state's budget. Big article came out how over $1 billion in Delaware, little Delaware, is spent on diabetics. And that's probably state money or federal money for Medicare or Medicaid. So I thought I'd cover a few things on diabetes and give you some tips when we finish. Blurry vision is kind of the signal. That's the first signal that people have. And it's one of the warning signs that says, get evaluated, figure it out, rule out other causes. I mean, it may be due to insulin overload, but it's usually due to not recognizing the shifting of fluids that goes in and out of the lens of the eye as it builds up in the blood along with the blood sugar. So there are many other things that can cause blurry vision, of course. Your glasses are off. You're staring at a computer. Medication, fatigue, aging into hyperopic or farsightedness, cataracts, dry eyes, retina problems. But we're looking precisely at blurry vision due to diabetes. One of the reasons for an annual dilated exam is we can see the blood vessels in the eyes of diabetic. The other reason, of course, is to identify what else may be the cause so it can be managed. Many of these things, of course, can be treated preventatively, and I discuss that in other programs. So feel free to consult the other podcasts we've done on The Wizard of Oz. Diabetes is a complex metabolic disease in which the body doesn't either produce insulin or doesn't produce enough insulin or, thirdly, doesn't use it efficiently, that your cells have toxic components to it, that the insulin is very ineffective, so it's insulin resistance. Those are the kind of people, they lose weight or change their diet, and all of that disappears. This is a 400-year-old story, where back in the day, in the 1500s, 1600s, we had maple syrup and we had honey, and we had a little bit of cane sugar and fruits and vegetables. But now, plain sugar, simple high glycemic sugar, is at least 12% of the modern American diet. And that's what's changing our cells. And blurry vision is one of those first warning signs. Again, it may be the sign of overtreatment with either oral or insulin therapy. There are basically four kinds of diabetes. Type 1 is juvenile onset, which can occur after an inadvertent infection elsewhere, that your body produces an antibody that attacks the pancreatic islet cells and destroys the insulin production. That's kind of an accidental autoimmune event. Type 2 is the running out of insulin or high insulin resistance type, usually the adult onset. And many times type 2 can be managed by oral drugs instead of insulin. Type 3, or sort of borderline, means you're almost there. And those are the people that need to reverse it the most simple ways. Type 4 is gestational, that having a child on board changes everything, changes the diet, and that is usually a clue that you may be a candidate for diabetes later on. Well, what can diabetes do to the eye? Three major categories. You can have mild, non-proliferative retinopathy. You can have mild, moderate, or severe. You get little dots, blots, hemorrhages, and exudates. You can have proliferative, where it goes wild, and you develop blood vessels everywhere. It can change and hemorrhage. It can pull the retina off, etc. But usually it all starts with the non-proliferative. That's why the annual exam is good. The third kind is diabetic macular edema. You get swelling in the center of the eye, in which case, all of a sudden, fluid occurs in the center, so sixes look like eights, and it looks like someone has a smudge. Interestingly enough, if it's your dominant eye, you'll notice it immediately. If it's your non-dominant eye, you may not notice it for quite a while. Well, the treatment for macular edema due to diabetes is either an injection. It can be an injection of what's called an anti-VEGF, something that turns off the blood vessels from growing and leaking. Now, it is a treatment of symptoms, not a treatment of cause. The cause for all of this is supposedly leaky blood vessels from the highs and lows of the blood sugar, and the capillaries leak. It may be a neurological thing. The recent finding has been that it is a neurological finding. And if that is the case, you want to stop artificial sweeteners. But we'll come back to that. Treating diabetic macular edema, you can do an injection of VEGF. That may stop it. You can do an injection of corticosteroids. That will decrease inflammation. Again, attacking symptoms. Or you can have a focal laser to the retina. You want to avoid that one because every time the laser hits, you have a little bit of damage. For the proliferative kind, then you're behind the eight ball. There's not much to do. There's no voodoo we can recommend. You need to have a pan-retinal photocoagulation, meaning 1,000 to 1,500 laser shots to knock out the peripheral retina. And that way you decrease the anoxic or the want for oxygen response, and all of a sudden the stuff disappears. So, remembering this, there are a lot of things that can happen. The annual dilated exam is extremely important because it will pick up the earliest signs. And usually they don't happen, you know, over a couple months. That's why an annual exam is so heavily recommended. Now, whether it's all forms of the diabetic changes in the eye can be stopped, or whether most of them can be stopped, they are under your control or the patient's control. And this applies to all of us and our friends that we know, because it impacts the healthcare budget of this country and our taxes. So we want to get rid of this dreaded disease as much as we can and limit it. So controlling the diabetes by controlling the blood sugar is number one. That means controlling the diet. In order to control the diet, you have to be attentive on what to do and have an idea that you want to beat the process. Losing weight is important, and then keeping the weight off. Weight control is interesting. It doesn't matter what diet you take as long as you stick with it. You want to avoid artificial sweeteners because they cause neuropathy. Diabetes may start in the womb on what your mother's eating and what you're used to. Also, the child gets the mother's gut bacteria coming out of the birth canal. Gut bacteria are a major value for diabetes and may be able to change the whole process with some new capsules that will be coming out. Metformin, a drug used for type 2 and for type 2 non-insulin-dependent diabetes, has been successful, and a group is trying it for aging. I don't know why you wanted to use a drug as a general anti-aging. A guy named Joe Dispenza wrote a book that You Are the Placebo. It doesn't matter what you do if you put your mind to it. So that's what I mean by intentionality. But watch your diet. Look for sweeteners. Look for the information about new bowel flora, weight loss, and keeping it off. Diabetes is manageable. The people with the least complications may very well be the ones on insulin, as long as they can regulate it. But you'd rather not have the whole disease. And that's why I bring it up, because the eye findings may be the first clue with blurred vision. So we present these things on the Wizard of Eyes show. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, please visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening, sharing this with your loved ones, and of course, see well and stay well.